Hi, I'm Karen Webster, and welcome to Payments Topic TBD, a quick take on a topic that's both making news and is newsworthy in the ever-changing field of play called payments and commerce. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Ron Quaranta, the COO of Loyal and the chairman of the Wall Street Blockchain Alliance. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So our topic for today, Ron, I'm going to play the little drum roll, you know, virtually behind me, is can the blockchain save the loyalty industry? Interesting topic, and one that's intriguing for me for a couple of reasons. First, I've written extensively on the topic. I think loyalty as a segment needs a lifeline. We did a 2015 study of innovation in payments, looked at the top 100 companies, and without exception, the loyalty guys ranked dead last. There seems to be no imagination, no real IP, a lot of glorified marketing schemes, nothing that's really moving the needle. So I grant you that loyalty needs a lifeline, but why is that blockchain?
Yeah, good question, and thank you for that. So, interestingly, I've been in the financial technology space for a very long time, over 26 years, the blockchain space for pretty much as long as there's been blockchain. And what we say at Loyal, we call Loyal the Internet of Loyalty, that we're leveraging blockchain technology to reinvent loyalty in the digital age. And why loyalty and rewards makes total sense is it is a marketplace that's highly fragmented with outdated legacy technology. So the challenge becomes lost revenue opportunities and reduced customer loyalty. And the statistics bear this out. Research report I read recently said something on the order of 13% of loyalty participants were actually satisfied with their loyalty rewards program. And something on the order of 64% of them surveyed said they wanted more personalization. And so blockchain lends itself very easily to innovating the kind of stodgy now loyalty industry. It's an industry that lacks scalability. There's no real universal network. It's run, again, by relatively outdated legacy systems, becoming competitive and expensive to run. And it just doesn't lend itself to a good customer experience. What blockchain lets happen is what we call this interoperability of data and the security of maintaining customer privacy. It allows loyalty networks to promote their brands better, to create partnerships more effectively and more efficiently, and the ultimate goal is strengthening customer loyalty.
So what problem technically are you solving for? Is it, when you say interoperability, why is that a problem that needs to be solved in order for customers to be happier?
Sure. So it's probably worth going through an example. If you look at the standard bank rewards cards, bank payment cards, for example, many of those banks partner with loyalty rewards programs. So think airline points and credit cards, for example. Mm-hmm. In the most basic of those examples, it sometimes takes anywhere from 6 months to a year just to get that partnership up and running at the cost of hundreds of thousands and in some instances millions of dollars of sunk cost. Before they even know if the partnership program is going to be effective and if they know whether or not they've properly incentivized their customers, what blockchain allows and what the Loyal platform is specifically designed to do is allow partnerships in that way in what we call a pop-up manner. Very rapid deployment, very rapid ability for loyalty rewards providers to provide customized levels of incentivization and partner with the firms that make the most sense for their customers.
So you're expediting the onboarding of these partnerships, it sounds like. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that has to happen underneath the covers, though, you know, redemption and, you know, redemption formulas and the partnership agreements that establish the rules of play. You're not facilitating that and making that happen any faster, are you?
Correct. We don't presume to interject in the what we call the commercial relationships between loyalty rewards providers. What we do provide is what I call the operating system for loyalty, the tool set that allows loyalty and rewards providers to partner quickly, to deploy quickly, to customize incentivizations for their end users quickly, And the only way that's possible is because of blockchain as the underlying plumbing of that, and because of our smart contract technology that sits over that blockchain particularly. It allows them to customize in ways that they ordinarily would not have been able to do before.
And so if I think about, you know, the existing initiatives that are, you know, kind of bubbling beneath the surface in financial services and loyalty, you look at the networks and their interest now in being able to think about those accounts as basically software platforms that offers and rewards can be integrated with and then pushed down to the consumer through, you know, through a variety of things that they're establishing. Why is that not a counter to what you're describing that the blockchain is able to do? Because the network programs also have interoperability wherever they happen to be accepted.
Correct, but the network programs as they currently stand are very expensive to operate and very prone to the challenges of that interoperability. So, perfect example, if you're looking at a global banking organization, they usually have an employee rewards program. They usually have a card payments rewards program for their customers. They may even have something like a mortgage and real estate servicing kind of incentivization program. But they all live in separate silos, even within one global organization. Mm-hmm. And so what the blockchain-based solution is allowing is a couple of things very directly. One is the ability to connect those programs under one umbrella while maintaining the branding relative to those particular organizations within the global brand. And what that means is a relatively high level of dynamic issuance and redemption. Even within one global organization, they can interoperate in a way to offer greater value add to their end customers.
Have you got this up and running anywhere? Are you testing the concept? What's the reaction to the community of merchants and banking partners to this blockchain initiative?
Yep, we have had in the loyalty and rewards space specifically an overwhelmingly positive response. We've been engaged with major banks, airlines, hotels, even healthcare companies. And something on the order of 40 new prospects are in pipe right now working on either a pilot program with us or reviewing how the technology might make their loyalty and rewards programs better.
So what is intriguing to them?
So I would argue there's two particularly intriguing things, and I think it's reflective of many organizations, even outside of loyalty and rewards specifically. The ability to leverage blockchain technology as the front line of creating better cost savings and efficiencies. Mm-hmm. The data sets involved in global organizations are just expensive to manage over time. And then you get into the realm of challenges around things like data reconciliation and data normalization. Any global organization has dozens, if not more, very massive databases of customer data and analytics data. A blockchain solution allows them to recognize the value of that data, the value of the transactional data that they consume, and do it in a way that's much more cost effective over time. And I think the second tier becomes, I often hit on this interoperability, the broad-based solution that is loyal. What we're eyeing is a future where they can create new ways to generate revenue and new ways to incent their customers in a way that they would not have been able to do before, given the cost savings they've now been able to recognize. So it's cost in front as a way of doing what they do better, and then expanded revenue opportunity over time.
So blockchain as loyalty enabler, who in the ecosystem today is most at risk if this in fact becomes the enabling platform for how loyalty evolves in financial services?
Right. So we tend not to say who's at risk particularly because our goal is to interact and provide value leveraging blockchain technology across the entire ecosystem that is loyalty and rewards. Every major program operator, every major program provider is aware of the deep challenges that the loyalty industry is facing. So across the spectrum, they're all looking at technology and blockchain specifically as a potential tool to help make their industries more viable over the long term. And that's why we have so many of these broad conversations across so many different economic sectors.
Interesting. Now, will the consumer have a different experience, or is this completely invisible to them?
So the goal is that our customers and their end user consumers have much more customized incentivizations. One of the challenges, and data after data point shows this, is that customized incentivization, the way it's being managed now, is simply not working, simply not resonating in the loyalty and the rewards markets. The tool set and the kind of operating system we're talking about, the goal is that the end users of program operators are able to see interoperability, for example, even at the individual level. You may want to exchange in the future your airline points for some level of restaurant points, or for some other entertainment, or for some other even completely different type of incentivization. Our goal is to deliver that tool set to program operators so that they can ultimately deliver that to their end users as well.
Interesting. So when you talk about interoperability, it's truly giving the consumer the opportunity to take what they have been offered as an incentive for anything and being able to apply it to any other situation that may also be a redemption outlet for them, which could be anything. You're saying that anything can become now a redemption outlet for any incentive that a consumer's been offered.
Correct. If we're going to look at blockchain as a global platform for loyalty and rewards, program operators have an opportunity over time to interact in ways that they simply would not have been able to do before, and the result is, at the individual level, redemption options that on a level they probably have never seen.
Interesting. You know, one of the things that has always been a bit of a controversy, I guess, in the loyalty space, at least as it's currently constructed, is the economics of loyalty. So, you know, the card-based programs that are funded through interchange that merchants don't always feel that they entirely benefit from on a one-to-one basis, has created challenges over the years. And, you know, merchants are very interested in offering an incentive and then getting their redemption back to them. Does blockchain make that concern from the merchant more acute?
Yeah, I think what blockchain does is actually lend a level of transparency and the ability to liability manage in a more real-time way. If we're going to look at how liability management happens in the loyalty and rewards world now, where rewards essentially accrued liabilities on the books and records of program providers, you can envision, and we've had these conversations again across banking and airlines and hotels, for example, being able to properly allocate liability in real time. It gives them the opportunity to financially manage the burdens of their loyalty and rewards programs in a more efficient and effective way.
Interesting. Well, I mean, there's a lot of interest and momentum around it. Before we sign off, give us a little bit of an update on what you guys are doing in Dubai, which I think is a very interesting case for what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have had the privilege of partnering with the government of Dubai for something that they're calling Dubai Points, which is basically meant to incentivize tourism in the city of Dubai. Most people aren't aware, it's the fourth most visited city in the world. 15 million tourists visit Dubai every year, and the government there has a very clear mandate to offer tourists greater access to cultural events, greater access to all that Dubai has to offer. And what the Dubai government and the Global Blockchain Council in Dubai recognized quickly was that loyalty and rewards leveraging the blockchain platform through Loyal is one of the best ways to do that. So we have begun the launch of Dubai Points that's in pilot right now. That finalizes launch later in Q4 of this year. And we've got some pretty high hopes. Some of the initial indications are that it is going to be very well received across all tourists within Dubai, and the government has a mandate to roll it out to as many points of interest, leveraging as many technology integration points that they can. So we're really looking forward to a very broad program in Dubai, and potentially as a model for other cities.
Well, and I think also to really make the case about the interoperability, because as I understand it, the individual gets a variety of incentives from a variety of players that can be redeemed for many things, including admission to museums and, you know, possibly commerce in the local shops.
Correct. And if you take that to the next logical step, what you start to see is personalized incentivization and imagine rewards as returning to Dubai for those who return for business trips or for travel, for example. Customized incentives that remember what you've done, where you've been, what you enjoyed most from a rewards perspective, and all of that kind of incentivization at scale is only possible with a blockchain layer.
Interesting. Well, Ron, it was great to get your perspective on how the blockchain can not only, I guess, be the lifeline, but perhaps really transform the experience across the loyalty ecosystems, the banks, the merchants, and really the consumer as well. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you. It was great being with you.
Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Look forward to next Friday's episode. Thanks again. Have a great weekend, everyone.